I'm sticking my neck out this week to take issue with one of the most common understandings about human psychology. I'm not a qualified psychologist, and I don't know all the answers, but this just doesn't make sense from my point of view. Abraham Maslow, in 1943, came up with a hierarchy of needs, which is often, perhaps too often, referred to in personal development programs, as it is said to lay out what motivates us. The theory is there are five levels of needs, usually illustrated as a pyramid, consisting of basic psychological and self-fulfillment needs we are automatically motivated to fulfill. These needs are from the bottom of the diagram upwards: physiological, safety, belongingness, esteem, and self-actualization. Now, according to Maslow, the basic and psychological needs, the lower four levels, are deficiency needs, and the motivation to fulfill them decreases as they are satisfied. The top level he describes as a being or growth need, where motivation increases as the elements in it are met. Now, here's the thing. Back in 1943, Maslow was adamant that all the needs in the lower levels, starting with the physiological needs, must be satisfied in full before an individual can progress to the next level. This is the understanding of most people who've been taught psychology at lower levels of education, and also what comes across in many personal development programs. According to this tenet, you or I cannot reach self-fulfillment until everything else is in place. In my opinion, this idea is just wrong. And Maslow did admit in 1987 he had given the false impression that needs must be satisfied 100% before the next need emerges. And the satisfaction of the needs he outlines is not all or none phenomenon. I would go further than that. Whilst all of the needs identified and more are valid, they are not, in my opinion and experience, hierarchically dependent. It's quite possible, for example, to satisfy some or all of the belongingness or relationship needs without having satisfied even partly all or any of the lower level needs. Then, as far as the higher need of self-actualization is concerned, I would equate this with self-fulfillment, self-determination, or finding one's personal freedom. Maslow places these at the top of the pyramid, with the implication that none of them can even be started on until everything else is done, which makes them more or less unattainable for most people. We know this is not true. You and I can be free. We can be fulfilled. We can be self-actualized or our true selves without satisfying even partly all the lower level needs identified. Further, it's counterproductive in terms of our self-development to completely satisfy any of these needs as long as the measure we have in our own mind for them is for each to be fit for purpose. That is, fit for our purposes rather than any measure imposed or suggested by anyone else. I would turn all this on its head and start with the idea we are who we are. Marissa Peer says we are born perfect. We start off with our own self-actualization at the base level and then develop and maintain it as we become aware and grow up in the world. You and I define our own needs, our own individual needs, which we wish to satisfy on our journey. We may not require all those things shown in Maslow's triangle. It's up to you, and it's up to me, to decide who we are, what we wish for, and how we achieve it. There are no preconditions to be satisfied other than those we seek.